Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 13th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. An analyst at Wedbush today reports that his latest supply chain research indicates that all three new iPhone 11 models will be released simultaneously in September. We obviously expected Apple to announce its new iPhone 11 lineup next month, given that the company has hosted an iPhone media event every year in September since 2012. What's notable, however, is that Apple is seemingly on track to release all three new iPhones at the same time. In 2017, Apple debuted the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 8 Plus in September. At the same event, it announced the iPhone X, but that model didn't ship until November. In 2018, Apple again announced the iPhone XS, iPhone XS Max, and iPhone XR, but the iPhone XS models went on sale in September, while the iPhone XR model launched in October. Therefore, assuming the Wedbush supply chain checks are accurate, this would actually be the first year that Apple has launched a three-model iPhone lineup with the same release date. According to the latest reports, we expect Apple to announce an iPhone XR successor as the iPhone 11, with the iPhone XS and iPhone XS Max replacements being named the iPhone 11 Pro. In other news, Verizon announced this week that it has sold its blogging platform Tumblr to Automattic, the company behind WordPress. As part of the deal, Automattic will gain 200 staffers from Tumblr. Verizon is said to have discussed a sale of Tumblr with a handful of different companies, but ultimately landed on Automattic. According to Axios, Automattic's deal to acquire Tumblr is valued at less than $3 million, which is incredibly notable considering what Tumblr has been valued at in the past. Yahoo originally acquired Tumblr in 2013 for $1.1 billion in cash. From there, Yahoo was acquired by Verizon in 2017 and placed under its OAuth media subsidiary. The sale of Tumblr comes as Verizon looks to revamp its struggling media group, which houses properties including TechCrunch, The Huffington Post, Engadget, and more. Tumblr made news last December when it announced plans to ban all adult content after being removed from the App Store. That ban, however, is something that Automattic plans to keep in place. Automattic also says that it will investigate better ways to integrate WordPress and Tumblr for the user. Earlier this year, Facebook teased its plans to add dark mode options to the Facebook app on iOS. Now, evidence within the code of Facebook's mobile app suggests that dark mode has entered testing. According to the findings, the dark mode in Facebook's mobile apps seem to be in the early stage of development, with only certain parts having been reworked to support dark mode. Several months ago, Facebook added dark mode support to the Messenger app on iOS, with somewhat of an odd rollout plan. In order to enable the feature early, you had to send a message to yourself with the moon icon emoji. Eventually, the feature rolled out to everyone as a setting in April. With iOS 13 adding a native dark mode this fall, the hope is that Facebook's own dark mode will be ready sometime in conjunction with that. At this point, though, it's unclear whether Facebook will hit that timeline, and there's still no word on a dark mode for Instagram. Rounding out today's news, TP-Link, a popular accessory maker, originally announced plans to add HomeKit support to its popular Casa Smart Plug Mini at CES this year. Unfortunately, however, the company has now dropped those plans completely. In a support document posted to its website, TP-Link explains that the Casa Smart Plug Mini will not add HomeKit support due to changes in the company's roadmap. This is unfortunate news for owners of the Casa Smart Plug, and unfortunately not the first time we've seen a company fail to follow through on a promise to deliver HomeKit support. The announcement of HomeKit support made the Smart Plug Mini a popular option, especially coupled with its often discounted price. Outside of HomeKit, the Casa Smart Plug does support Amazon's Assistant as well as Google Assistant, and can be controlled via the TP-Link app. Whether or not the company has any other HomeKit announcements or accessories on its roadmap is unknown. Nonetheless, despite TP-Link's failure to follow through, a handful of excellent HomeKit smart plugs are already available from other manufacturers, including iHome and Wemo. Other things new on 9to5Mac today include our full review of a new premium multi-device wireless charger made with aluminum and Italian leather. Apple has also shared the first teaser for its upcoming Apple TV Plus series, The Morning Show, which will star Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, and Steve Carell. Check out both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter @ChanceHMiller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.